story. The bumblebee, who we will meet now and then. It's spring, and the summer, the sun is finally getting warm, the wind as well. And here are bumblebees flying around, happy, exploring. It's actually in the big city, but he doesn't know or care about that because he's a little outside. Where there is, incredibly enough, an area of almost untouched nature, untouched by the humans, whom the bumblebee doesn't even know about. Maybe has spotted, or some of them have spotted some giants. But that's mainly hearsay, rumors, stories. He's flying around this big, nice rock. He's on the sunny side, and there's grass there, and there's a kind of depression you can fly down into and stay for a while and bask in the warm sun there. Oh, what a nice place, and the green grass coming down there along the sides, and the moss, beautiful greenish, brownish. And who is this giant sitting there? Oh, I never thought I would see one. And they're flying around the... Well, he's not flying around. The giant was talking this. And there's so much to see. Caves there under that rock. It's a small cave. It looks very dark. I don't want to go in there. Fly over. There's another big one here. That looks interesting. Not so dark. And then flying over that heap there, which the giant just sees as a heap of dried out, withered plants from the year before. But to him it's a soft mountain, maybe not soft for the bumblebee, but it's beautiful. Little nice forms there, which used to be leaves, but now are rolled up. And to him it looks like a big construction of some sort. Who made this? And it's so nice to fly around here and explore. There's so much to find. And it's a young bumblebee just filled with enthusiasm and life. How am I even going to be able to explore all this? Because that rock, to him is a mountain, is to the giant sitting next to it 60 centimeters high, 1 meter wide maybe. But he is sitting on another mountain, a real mountain, which he just climbed. Is there a bigger mountain somewhere? Well, he has learned that in some cultures this entire round earth was sitting on is just a big mountain. So Some say it's a lotus. He doesn't care really about the shape, he cares about the life here, which is so beautiful. Mother Nature, Mother Lakshmi, Mother Radha, making ourselves beautiful for our beloved one and for her children. And here we are. Someone is a giant for another. Who is a giant for another? Who may not think there is anyone bigger than him or her?